Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 91, numéro 91. This episode is part of the Common Mistakes in French series where I share with you verbs, words or expressions that often get mixed up. So today we'll look at two expressions that often bring some confusion to French learners. C'est and il est. C'est can be translated as it is, he is, she is, and il est can also be translated as it is or he is. So it is fair to say that it can be a bit confusing, especially when we add the difference between singular and plural and masculine and feminine, which we'll talk about later. Now, this lesson is beginner friendly, as per all of my lesson, but this topic, the difference between c'est and il est, can become pretty heavy and not so beginner friendly quite quickly. So I've really stripped down this lesson to the bare minimum, the essential rules that you need to know at the beginner level. If you've followed my podcast for a little while, I often said, but there are more rules, more exceptions for a different level. Now, before we start, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. Make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you during the lesson. It is free. And after the lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy library to practice what you've learned today. The exercises are also free and all the links are in the episode notes. All right. Are you ready? Vous êtes prêts? Let's see the basic rules on when you should use c'est and when you should use il est. So let's start with c'est. C'est is used to introduce or identify someone or something, or to give an opinion or statement on something non-specified or something general. So that is the basic rule, but I also want you to look at the grammatical structure, okay? So it goes like this. C'est is followed either by a noun, which can be feminine or masculine, with, and that's very important, with an article, a possessive adjective, or a demonstrative adjective, a proper noun, and a masculine adjective that refers to something non-specified or general. It will make more sense with the examples. We're just going to start with the English sentence first, and then we're going to translate it step by step into French. All right, first one. It is a table. It is a table. Here, I'm identifying something, right? I'm identifying the table. Plus, if we look at the grammatical structure of that sentence, a table is a noun with an article. So to translate it is into French, I'm going to use c'est. C'est une table. It is a table. C'est une table. Example number two. She is my sister. Here I'm identifying someone. My sister. She is my sister. My sister is a noun with a possessive adjective. So to translate she is, I'm going to use c'est. C'est ma sœur. She's my sister. C'est ma sœur. Example number three. It is Alexandre, or this is Alexandre. Here, I'm introducing someone. I'm introducing Alexandre, right? Now, if we look at the grammatical structure, Alexandre is a name. It's a proper noun. So I'm going to translate this is or it is as c'est. C'est Alexandre. This is Alexandre. C'est Alexandre. Okay, last example. Careful, it's heavy. Here I am giving a statement on something that is not specified. Yes, you might know what's heavy in context, right? But in that sentence, I have no idea what's heavy. So it's not specified. Plus, if we look at the structure, heavy is an adjective. So I am going to use c'est to translate it is. Attention, c'est lourd. Careful, it's heavy. Attention, c'est lourd. Okay, so now that we've seen some examples illustrating the rule with c'est, I've got something else to add. C'est will change to ce sont in the plural form. So what I've done, I've actually written the plural form of the example that I've given you in the transcript. So you can have a look at all the plural form for the example in the transcript. All right, so now let's move on to il est. Let's see the basic rule. Il est is used to describe someone or something specific or to express the time. And again, on top of this general rule, I want you to look at the sentence grammatical structure. It goes like this. Il est can either be followed by an adjective referring to someone or something specific or previously mentioned, the time, or expressions related to the time, a nationality, occupation, religion, without, and that's important, without an article or possessive or demonstrative adjective, right? You will not find an article or a possessive or demonstrative adjective after il est. The couch is new and it's small. Here, weird sentence, but I'm describing something specific. I'm describing the couch that I've already mentioned, right? Plus, small is an adjective, again, referring to something already mentioned. So, I will use il est. Le canapé est nouveau et il est petit. The couch is new and it's small. Le canapé est nouveau et il est petit. Sorry, that's not the best sentence, but you know, you get the gist of it. Second example. It is 8 a.m. Here, I'm expressing the time. 8 a.m. is the time. So to translate it is, I will use il est. Il est 8 heures du matin. It is 8 a.m. Il est 8 heures du matin. Okay, last example. Jean lives in France and is French. Here I'm describing someone that I've already mentioned, plus French is a nationality. So I'm going to translate he is by il est. Il est français. Now, please note that il est will become elle est in the feminine form and ils sont ou elles sont in the plural form. And again, just to keep this lesson short enough, I've written in the transcript the feminine form of all the examples that we've seen, just to give you some examples. Okay, now let's recap everything. I hope you're still following. C'est is used to introduce or identify someone or something or to give an opinion or a statement on something non-specified or general. Il est is used to describe someone or something specific or to express the time. And that is now the end of today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. I really recommend that you go and download the episode exercises inside the French Made Easy library. It will really help you integrate what you've learned today, okay? I'll chat with you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Merci beaucoup. À bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.